The black SUV pulled up to the curb in front of the Three Trails Hotel on Linwood Boulevard and honked once. Leroy Grubbs stepped onto the front porch carrying a small suitcase. He tried to slip by old man Feeney, who was peacefully rocking on the porch swing, but it wasn't to be.
"Hey, Leroy, sorry about the stink in the number 4 crapper this morning. Too many tamales off Jim's cart last night. Should have known better."
Leroy grimaced as he recalled the stench in the number 4 toilet. 20 sleeping rooms shared 4 hall baths, and it was just his luck that the other 3 were occupied, and he had to follow old man Feeney, famous at the Three Trails for his aromatic deposits.
"No problem, I survived." Feeney pressed on. "Mighty fancy ride out there. You headed someplace special?"
Indeed he was. But Leroy wasn't about to share the information with Feeney, whose mouth was as notorious around the hotel as his rear end.
"No, just a ride to a temp job. Nothing special."
That seemed to satisfy Feeney. He knew that Leroy had been working out of the day labor pool since he lost his job. Leroy slipped into the back seat, and as the SUV pulled away from the curb, he took one last look at the flop house he had called home for the last 6 months. With the money he would be receiving today, he would finally be able to afford a decent apartment. In fact, he had put a deposit on a small studio just a block off Broadway. It wasn't much, but at least it had a private bath and a small kitchen. Compared to the Three Trails, it would be like living at the Hilton. 2 weeks ago, having his own place wasn't even on the horizon. Then one day, after waiting at the labor pool unsuccessfully for hours for a job to open up, he was approached by a stranger who offered to buy him a sandwich and a cup of coffee for a few minutes of his time. He figured that he had nothing to lose, so he followed the guy to Denny's. That meeting changed the course of his life. During the time it took Leroy to devour a grand slam, the man told Leroy that he represented the interests of a wealthy businessman that was dying of renal failure, and that he had been authorized to offer a willing donor $20,000 for a viable kidney. Leroy was speechless as he tried to process the offer. His first thought was, "But isn't that illegal?"
"Unfortunately, yes," the man replied. "But such transactions take place all the time. It's illegal to smoke marijuana, but I'm willing to bet you have some acquaintances that use it on a regular basis."
Leroy had to admit that he did. In fact, he had taken a few puffs off a friend's toke one evening after a particularly brutal day.
"So how would this work?"
"The first step would be to visit the free clinic on 18th Street. Do you know the place?" Leroy knew it all right. He had sold blood there several times to come up with the $40 to pay for the next week at the Three Trails.
"Yeah, I know the place."
"Good. There will need to be some tests run to see if you are a compatible donor.
And if I am,
then, if you're willing to sell, we will proceed.
And if I'm not,
then this conversation never took place."